patriarchs in the Word of God that operated on the Word of God, that stood on the Word of God. I think it said Abraham stood in faith.
Yes.
Not being swaggered, persuaded through unbelief that he was able to obtain the promises. Isaac was the promise.
Yes. Oh. Amen. Oh. Yes. Yes.
Through faith.
Through faith. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called,
here we go,
to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Come on. Mm-hmm. So then we're going to stop right there. Faith, you're operating on faith. You don't know where you're going.
Come on. No, you don't.
You operating on faith. You don't understand what is going on. All we know, we're operating on faith according to the Word of God. He went to a place, but he didn't know where he was going. So what he did was he operated on the Word of God.
That's it.
Through faith.
Amen.
Come on. Look at Peter. When Jesus came walking on the water, mm-hmm, to the disciples, and the Bible says that they cried out because they thought it was a ghost.
Yeah, they did.
But Peter said, if there be thou, bid me to come.
Yes.
In other words, don't play with Jesus like that. Okay. Because he's going to challenge
you. Yes.
He said, come. So Jesus said, C-O-M-E.
Yes.
Come.
Come.
Peter began to walk according to the Word of God on the water.
On the water. Yes, he did.
On the words, come, mixed with faith. Mm-hmm. And Peter, long as he kept his eyes, long as he, oh my God, this is going to bless you. Long as you keep the faith,
mm-hmm,
and you keep your eyes on God, no matter what people are saying, no matter what people are doing, you're going to proceed. When Peter took his eyes off and began to look at the wind,
mm-hmm,
and begin to feel the wind and the waves and begin to think on what they were saying in the boat,
yes,
he began to sink because he lost his faith.
Yes.
But
so we can't look at what's going on around us. We got to look at what God has already spoken to us.
Come on here.
We can't look at our surroundings. We can't look at the wind. We can't look at people. We can't look at things. But we got to look what the Word of God says.
What the Word say?
What the Word say about the situation?
What did the Word say? What did he say?
One thing he told us too, he said, don't look to the left.
Come on.
And then he said, don't look to the right.
To the right? Come on.
He said, but keep your eye.
That's it.
On the prize.
On the prize.
Of the high call.
Woo.
And it's in Christ Jesus.
That's it.
See, if he'd have just kept his eyes on Jesus, he'd have still been walking on the water this day.
Yes. Over to
it. Yeah.
Yes.
He'd have been able to walk over and say, it's me, Lord.
This is why we can't, in circumstances and situations, we can't lose our faith. And we can't lose the Word.
Dear God.
Because if we lose the Word and faith, we don't lost everything. We going to sink. We going to start worrying.
Come on.
We going to start fear.
Come on.
We going to start doubt. Why? Because we took our eyes off. We don't lost our faith. We don't lost our hope. We don't lost our trust.
Mm-hmm.
But long as we keep this Word and keep it in our faith and our, we can make it through the tough times in our lives. According to the Word of God.
Yes. And then we got to also remember, he is the Word.
Uh-oh. That's something else.
Jesus is
the Word. He is the Word.
He's the living Word.
Oh, come on here. That living Word.
That's it. If we just keep this living Word, that what they say, Rhema and the Logos Word.
Yes.
The living Word and the spoken Word.
This Word is so alive. So all we got to do is speak it in the midst of a dead situation.
Come on.
And still have faith in the midst of it. It has to materialize.
Yes. Come on.
Got to speak.
It's got to speak for itself.
Yes.
This Word speak for itself.
Itself. Yes.
It don't need nobody else to speak for it.
Come on.
It don't need nobody else to validate it. Because the Word is the Word. He said, when I couldn't find nothing else, he said, I swore by my word, by my own self,
yeah,
that I'm a healer,
yeah,
that I'm a deliverer,
come on.
Yes.
That I'm the Lion of Judah.
Come on.
I am, oh, my God, hallelujah. He asked the question to the disciples, who do you say that I am?
Come on.
Who do you say he is this morning out there? Y'all better talk to me out here too. He said, who do you say that I am? I know who I am.
Come on.
But do you know who I am?
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
I know I'm Alpha. I know I'm Omega. I know I'm the beginning and the end. But do you know that? Come on. You got to put your faith. You got to put your trust in God. Come on. We going.
Yes,
God. Anything, what's going on over there?
Yeah, God, thank you. Verse 9.
Yes.
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
Of the same promise.
Mm-hmm.
What you was going to say?
I was getting ready to say, God is, we got to know who God is for ourselves. For me, I know him as a healer. And guess what? I know him as a keeper. I'm kept because I want to be kept because of his word, because of the word that resides in me. I know that he's a healer.
Yeah.
Because of the word that resides in me, I know that he's a keeper.
Praise
because
God.
Of the word that resides in me, I know that he's a way maker.
Yes.
So you got to know. You got to know. It's not, he says, now faith. It's not what you might not see it, but I know it's there.
Yes.
I know I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of it, I know that I'm delivered. In the midst of it, I know he's a keeper because he's kept me for 7 years. Because I was a wretch undone.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say I was a wretch undone. And guess what? God kept me out of the midst of it. I was a fornicator. I was an adulterer.
Yes.
But God kept me.
But
he's
God.
Kept me.
Yes.
These 7 years since I've been in this ministry. Praise God. And I thank God that he kept me. Because I could have been dead. Somebody could have shot me. Somebody could have killed me. But God.
But
by faith, he kept me in the midst of everything that I went through.
Come on, somebody.
He kept me when I was on my deathbed.
Hallelujah.
He didn't let me die.
Hallelujah.
He kept me. He kept me.
Yes.
Through faith, he kept me.
Yes.
And I just thank God for it. I get excited about God.
It's okay.
I get excited about God because I love him.
That's what it is. The word is excitement.
Yes.
The word is an action word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The word is, when you mix the word with faith, you get the word results. You get the faith results. You get whatever this word say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this word.
That's it.
You can't have this word and be bound and stay bound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because remember when Jesus went to the grave where Lazarus was, even though Lazarus was alive, but Lazarus was bound. He had already had the spoken word spoken to him.
Come on.
Yeah.
But he was bound.
Yes.
Because the Bible says that he was wrapped in grave clothes.
Close, yes.
But the word of God began to speak. That's why I said you can't have the word in you and still remain bound.
Amen.
And remain in all kind of other stuff. Because when the word is spoken to your life and you mix it, you got to be free from that situation.
Yes, God.
He said, loose him.
That's right.
And the Bible said that the grave clothes fell off of him.
Amen.
He was free. So you can't have the word in you and still be bound.
Amen. As you said, old things have passed away and all things have become new. When you come to Christ, you become new. All those old things that were in your past, and remember that he's already forgiven you for that.
That's it.
That's no more. He said he remembered that no more.
No more.
So guess what? We ain't got no business remembering it no more unless we telling of his goodness that he delivered us from that stuff. So God don't do, I'm say for myself, I know God don't do a half work.
Yes.
That's when he saved me, he saved me.
Yes.
When he sanctified me, he sanctified me.
Yes.
And he said, I am holy and I got to be holy.
Yes.
So guess what? I got to live a holy life no matter what. I can't look at my past.
Yes.
What I did in my past. Yes. I can't remember that no more because he don't remember. Yes. Why am I remembering it?
Yes.
I got to walk in the newness of him.
Praise God.
And Amen. Through faith, I got to walk in it.
That's it.
Because now faith is the substance. And I got the evidence because I'm here.
That's it. That's it.
Woo!
It's now.
That's it.
I mean, it's now. We got to walk in the now. We got to live in the now. We got to breathe in the now. We got to talk in the now.
Come on.
Everything is in the now.
That's it, man. That's it.
Not yesterday.
Come on, Pastor.
Not last week. Not last month. Not, oh, I'm going through. Because no, it's now that we're delivered.
Come on. It's now that we're healed.
It's now that we're set free. It's now that we have what we say.
Amen.
Come on here. Right now. Now faith. F-A-I-T-H. Is now.
Amen.
Come on. It's now. Come on. If anybody asks you what you're doing, I'm living in
the now.
I'm living in the now. What you mean you living in the now? I have it now.
Right now.
I have my healing right now.
Right now.
I have my deliverance right now.
Right now.
I have my peace right now.
Yes,
I have my joy right now.
Right
come on
now.
Here. I live and I breathe right now.
Right
the
now.
Air of Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
It's right now.
It's right now. Not tomorrow.
That's right now. But right now.
But right now.
Because we serve a right now God.
Oh, what you say?
He's right now.
We serve
he ain't
a
no
right
later
now.
On God.
Yes.
He ain't later on. Later on.
Yeah.
You later on.
That's
but God's
it.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever I ask and whatever I need, God got it right now.
Right now.
As soon as I pray.
You
as soon as I pray.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes we'll say, let me get back with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me get back with you later
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Or check me later on.
Mm-mm. But God is right now.
God is a right now God.
That's right.
Whosoever will, let him come.
Let him come.
Right now.
Right now.
Ooh, I better open up these phone lines. Mm-hmm. Whosoever will, let him come.
That's it.
You could, while I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines, you could be able to call in for a few minutes. For a few minutes, and we'll pray with you while we're talking about it right now. Eric code 321-632-1000. Call in for prayer. I know it's new to you. Call in. You ain't got to call in, give a long testimony. We'll touch and agree with you, and it'll become a short testimony because it's right now. We're living in the now. You can call in for prayer. Again, call in for prayer. Prayer requests. We'll take it. We'll touch and agree with you. Again, the area code 321-632-1000. We are waiting your call right now. We're living in the now, not tomorrow. Uh-oh. You're on the prayer line.
Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you.
I'm just calling to say, first of all, Pastor Watkins, I've known you through the years. I don't know if you remember the James family, Cicely James, but just wanted to know that I listen to you every day, and your word encourages me all the time.
Praise God. God bless you.
I would just like to know that as a believer, that many people don't think that spiritual warfare is real, but there is an attack going on my family, and I would just like to intercede on behalf of the James family to understand that no matter what the enemy throws against us, that we are going to overcome.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to believe God for you and with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, and we come against every attack of the enemy through the word of God right now, and we believe and we take authority over right now from the smallest to the greatest, Father, in this family, and we command it to cease right now in Jesus' name. So shall it be according to your faith in the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Call you. Okay. Call you. Okay. This way. Caller, you on the prayer line. Uh-oh.
Bye-bye.
Caller, you on the prayer line.
I'm calling for prayer. Hello?
Come on.
I'm calling for prayer for my job. I've been in my job 13 years, and this project manager, she's been nasty towards me for over 10 years.
All right. We're going to pray for you. Come on, somebody. Come on.
God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift her up right now, God. And God, we apply the blood of Jesus over her, God. And God, I thank you now that her boss, God, God, becomes subject right now to the power of the Holy Ghost, God. And God, I thank you right now, God, that you, God, will show her, God, what she must do, God, to line up, God, according to your word, God. And God, let her faith, God. God, the right now faith, allow her faith, God, to cause God things to move on her behalf. Mm-hmm. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Believe God according to your faith, and it shall
yes,
be
sir.
Done right now.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You still got time to call in. Again, that number, area code 321-632-1000. Call in, do a little talk, and we'll be able to touch and agree with you. You got time to call in. We're still yet taking calls. Amen. We're dealing with it now. Dealing with it now. It has to happen now. Because if we believe God and take God at his word, because one thing about his word, his word will go out and it will accomplish what he has sent it out to do.
Amen.
And it will not return unto him void. Yeah. So if we believe it and we mix his word with faith, we got to get there now.
Now faith. Now faith. Right now. Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
It's just like this. So in the natural, so in the spirit realm, we go to the doctor and he said, I'm going to do this test. And I want you to come back for the results. Mm-hmm. So let's go in the spirit realm. If we operate in this word through faith, we're going to get the results of the word.
That's it. That's it.
It has to materialize because it's in the frame.
Amen.
Oh, my God. We still waiting your calls. We still got time to take your calls. You have been trying to call. You may not got gotten through, but try to call again. Again, area code 321-632-1000. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Somebody type in there while you're looking the area code so they be able to call in 632-1000. Area code 321. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle, secretary, type it on in there. Come on. Amen. Dealing with it now. Dealing with it now. I know we got a few more minutes while we wait their calls. You still got time. Good morning. God bless you. We still got time. So we dealing with it now.
Amen.
And the faith.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Whose builder and maker is God. Nobody else. Nobody else did this. Whose builder is maker in God.
The foundation is God.
And one scripture say, and we know that the foundation is the foundation of God. It can't be shaken.
It's made of sure.
It's made of sure.
That's it.
So his word is made of sure.
Yes, oh God. Thank you.
Over our lives.
Amen.
So that's why no weapon that form against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, you shall condemn. Because the foundation, the maker, the beginning and the end.
Yes, God.
He know our going out. And I come in here.
Amen.
You know our early rise. And we're going to make it through this.
Amen.
Because now, right now,
faith is here.
Come on.
Right now, faith is here.
It's here.
Because he is the foundation. Because the word is the foundation.
Yes.
The foundation of everything that we go through, that we're going to go through, he's already has accomplished. It's already been written. And the conclusion of the matter has been set up. God is. Yes.
The maker. God is the promise.
Come on.
You're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of.
Come on. Amen.
That's it.
You ain't so deep in sin that God can't bring you out of.
Amen.
While we talking, you may be under the sound of our voice and don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin. According to this word, he said, if thou shalt come, if thou believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Mm-hmm. He said, thou shalt be what?
Saved.
This is the word of God. As I often say, you ain't got to write a letter. You ain't got to get nobody opinion on it. This is what the word says. And I believe that today. Thank you for typing that in. That's the number. If you want to call in for prayer, you still got time. Call in for prayer. Area code 321-632-1000. Right there on your screen. Call in. Hallelujah. And we'll touch and agree with you and pray with you and for you. Yes. Come on.
Yeah, but even in that verse 10 there, for he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. It takes faith, God. You still got to have faith in knowing that God is the foundation.
Got to have
that faith. God is the builder.
Yes.
And that God is your maker.
Yes. You got to have faith. There's no other way around. There's nothing else you can use. We exist, we live through faith and by faith. Because what it said, Abraham obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report.
Yes.
Faith brings a good report. Faith brings, healing. Faith brings the living through the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing else. I'm going to say it again. We can lose some friends or some associates, but don't lose your faith.
That's
if
right.
If you lose your faith and your hope and trust in God, but
it's a lost soul.
It's a lost soul.
It's a lost soul. And I could tell you, if you ever get in that place, it's hard to come back. You can come back.
Yes.
Because God is the repair of the breach, and yes. He can restore.
Yes.
But that's a place
yes.
that you don't want to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Hold on to your faith.
To your faith. That's it. And one thing I like when you were talking about prophetess, one thing he dropped in my spirit. And see, now we can have faith, but guess what? We got to have a clean heart.
Come on.
Because faith worketh by love.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have all animosity in our hearts and an evil heart and expect faith to work. The Bible says faith worketh by love.
Yeah, God.
Uh-oh, that's another that's thing to good. Get into. It worketh by love. Amen. So this faith is there, even though it's now, even though it's true. But we got to have a pure heart in Amen. Order for this faith to work.
Amen.
We can't have hidden agendas Come and on. Think the faith gonna work. Say, oh, faith ain't working for me. Check your heart.
My God.
Because faith good. Is now. Faith is already. Faith is ready to work. Faith is in the position right now to do whatever you say and believe. Uh-oh.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, the heart is a vital part of who you are because the word of God, David tells us in Psalms, create in me a clean heart.
And do what?
Renew the right spirit within me. Not spirit, but spirit in me.
Yeah.
So faith is like standing by, saying, yes. if you're lining up, yes. your heart is right,
yeah.
everything is right, you are, I'm ready to move. I'm That's ready it. To walk for you. I'm right,
That's
now.
It.
Right now.
That's it.
I ain't got to get ready. That's faith it. Ain't got to get ready. Faith is already
ready.
On.
Ready.
Faith is on standby.
Okay. Come on. That's good.
Faith is ready to be mixed with the word.
Amen.
So that's why it has to materialize. Because it doesn't have to go through a period of cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Because it's already clean.
Yes. We got time. We still got time for you to call in. These lines started jumping off at once. The engineer came in, couldn't how to get it because they was ringing. So y'all don't stop calling in for prayer. You need prayer. You need somebody to touch and agree with you. Now.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Yes. Okay. Verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithfully. Who had promised.
Who had promised. This is the promise when you use faith. This is what's going to happen. She said, Sarah received strength. So the word gives you strength through faith.
Right.
No matter what you're going through with. And this we see that. I ain't never had one, no one had one.
Mm.
But the Bible, the word spoke to the deadness of her womb.
Yes, it did.
And it caused her womb to come alive.
Yes.
My God. What are you in out there today that you think you can't come out of? Let this word speak to the deadness of that wound of that thing. And mix it with faith, and you'll receive strength to come up out of that. My God. Amen. Come on.
Amen. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, and innumerable. 13, these all died in faith,
huh.
not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed it that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They died in faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to believe God to the end. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care what it looks like, feel like, taste like. I don't care what it tries to appear. I'm going to believe God to the end. You got to believe God to the end of that thing, to it ends, until it materializes. Because faith is now. You out there. You listening. faith is now, not tomorrow. It's right now. We got a few minutes. We're about to go up this arrow. But 3 minutes, call in. 3 minutes, call in. You may say, well, I already called in. Your friend didn't call in. And we'll touch and we'll agree with you. Come on.
Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. 15, and truly if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
They might have opportunity to return. You got to believe so you can return. With the word and with the faith that's been mixed within you. You got to have the faith.
And know that it's right now.
Got to have the faith. I know this. Our time is coming down and gone. Amen. For this time, we got this 1 hour and we got 2 minutes. We got 1 minute to call. 1 minute to call. Will it be you? Will it be you or you? Call in this 1 minute. And we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll pray with you and pray for you. Because we'll be back on here Monday morning at 9 o'clock to 10, not 9:30. If you tune in at 9:30, you'll be missed.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. At 9 o'clock, your miracle begins. If you only can believe now, your miracle begins. You can only believe when? Right now. Right now. It's right now. And then with that, prophetess, let them know again what's going to be going on in that. And we're going to wrap it up.
Yes, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, Inc. Prophetic Crusade Revival, November the 7th and the 8th, 2024. 7 p.m. nightly. Location, Oakland Neighborhood Center Auditorium. 915 Avenue E, Haines City, Florida, 33844. Come join us and see the move of God.
All right. Listen, we at this time, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. In the Cypress audience broadcast, thank God for you. It's about time for your miracle. We pray that some words were spoken and it was shared today to lift you up. Amen. To bring you into a right now place with God to believe and to receive what he has for you. We want to pray for you right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. We thank you for touching each one under the sound of our voices, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them over this weekend, Father. Let them come to know you in the pardon of their sins if they don't know you, Father God. And those that know you, let them continue to walk with you by faith and through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.